did we survive until now without it? Every meal in every restaurant. Do you want a bit of pulled pork with that? I have a bit of pulled pork. We'll slide a bit of pulled pork into there. It is a cheesecake. It has no use for pulled pork. You are patisserie Valerie. You do not need to get on the pulled pork train. Where there were a lot of pigs in 2014, just around the offices of the pig marketing board, they go, Jesus, fucking pigs everywhere. Jesus, I can't get away from the pigs. Just if I open a drawer, there's a bloody pig inside it. If I could tear them apart with my bare hands. Oh, hello. Right, there's an idea. Have things changed. One thing has changed. One thing has genuinely changed. One thing has changed in the eternal dialogue that I have with yourselves, right? In the eternal kind of to and fro of who's here and how we doing and all that. The chat that a comedian will have with his audience, right? And I'm doing a big hand sweep now as if I'm going to chat to you all, even though you all know I mean you, right? That is every one of you. Back from row B on went, this isn't about us, this is about them. This is fantastic, right? Settle in, Mary. Click, click. This is going to be the fun bit. And every one of you went, what the fuck did you buy A8 and A9? And you're blind, right? It's written on the ticket, for Jesus' sake. What were you expecting? He's big enough, we'll still be able to see him from road 3, right? See, people describe this as being picking on. Oh, look at you, you're picking on people in the audience. That's not the case. That's not what you do, right? I don't pick on people, right? I get random things from you, and then we go off and we have a bit of fun with it, and that's joy, right? That is one of the joys of stand-up and of a live gig.